In one of those fabulous collective nouns, a group of ferrets is called a business. Now, is that why a ferret owner is called a councillor? Look, I don't know. Barbara Moat is at the show for two reasons this weekend, chooks and ferrets. A ferret councillor, where does that word come from?
What it means is I am in charge of ferrets. I'm the councillor for the ferret committee.
What are the ferrets like to deal with and the ferret owners like to deal with?
The ferret owners are very, very good. The whole show, they stay very calm. They've been very good with the public as they've come in. People wanted to pat them, so they'll get them out for a while. And they hold the ferret so that the back of the ferret's back, is actually towards the person, and they can touch them and see how soft they are.
Well, that's rather lovely.
Yeah, the children have really been enjoying it.
Now, I take it you show the people the back of the ferret because the front end is really pointy?
Well, we don't want them to nip or scratch anybody.
Now, but what do people have ferrets for? Are they mostly pets or are people actually using them to go hunting?
A lot of people use them for going hunting and some just for pets.
Rightio. Do they make a good pet, a ferret?
Well, the people I've spoken to reckon they're beautiful pets.
Have you been convinced yourself? Are you thinking a ferret might be a good addition to the household?
At this stage with chooks, no.
Okay. Now, tell me about your chooks, because you are a chook breeder, aren't you?
Yes, I breed Chinese Langshans.
Now, what's a Chinese Langshan like? Can you describe one for us?
Well, I've heard them referred to as a black chook with gumboots on.
That's a lovely explanation. What's their personality like?
They're beautiful, quiet little chook. I've gone out and actually picked them up from their run out down the back and brought them in and put them in a show pen and showed them in a show the next day. And they've been very, very quiet and docile.
Okay, that's very nice. That's very nice. Now, are they an egg-laying breed? Are they just a show chook?
No, my chooks have to produce meat and eggs. I like both from them.
Okay. And what is the meat like from a Chinese Langshan?
It's very good. It's very good. Now, they're a lovely chook for meat and they're a good chook for eggs. They lay a lovely sized egg. And when we refer to them as gumboots, they're chook with gumboots. What we're referring to, the gumboot part, is they have feathers up their leg.
Does that cause problems? Like, does that make them likely to have more lice and to be dirtier and things like that? That's what I'd kind of think of looking at that.
No, it's how each owner treats their chooks. If you keep them clean, they stay clean. And mostly, Langshans are a clean chook.
So how well treated are your Langshans?
I make sure they have deep litter in their pens and they've got somewhere to run outside and that there's a patch of ground that they can scratch and dig up and bath in.
What are the judges looking for in a Langshan? Is there particular elements of the chicken they're after?
There would be shape. There would be feather. There would be colour. Because sometimes in a black chook, you'll get a tip of a feather that's got white in it. And while that is good, the white, for breeding purposes, it's not good for showing.
Right, they've got to be a nice glossy black all over.
All over.
Right, yeah. Do you wash your chooks before the show?
I have done, and I like to have at least 3 days beforehand when I bath them.
Right.
Because I like to get them nice and dry, and I pick the weather.
All right, so give us the routine, the 3-day beauty routine for Chinese Langshans to have them ready for the show.
Start off with I have 4 baths of water. One is very soft water, not overly soapy. Very carefully, probably I'd use a baby shampoo.
Yep.
Then I rinse it, then rinse again. And if I was doing a white fowl, I would put in a very little bit of a knob of blue in the water.
Of what in the water?
And you know the blue your grandmother used to put in the clothing when she washed it? Right, look, the knobs of blue?
I don't know knobs of blue. That's a new one to me, I'm afraid.
Well, today you can buy it in a liquid and drop it in your white clothes and it helps whiten them.
Well,
I would put a drop of that in one dish and have to be very careful I didn't have too much because you could send your feathers blue, then you've got to start again.
Nobody wants blue feathers.
No, so just a gentle drop of that, then another clear rinse.
Right.
And sit down with a towel and wipe the feathers the way they go, down the chook, not up, because you don't want to break any feathers.
Now this is 3 days before you actually even start.
That's right.
And so what, you do a one wash one day, one wash the next day, and kind of a final rinse, or all the washing gets done?
All the washing gets done on the one day. Find somewhere nice and warm that's not no cold coming round so that they get a chill and die on me.
Yep, yep.
And keep them till they, as much as possible, I like them to dry naturally. I don't like to use a blow dryer or on them because it might make them too fluffy and they're not meant to be a fluffy duster.
Ah, okay. You don't condition them? I would think conditioner is the thing missing from this routine so far.
The only conditioner I use is a silk blouse.
Oh, like you wipe them down to give them that kind of staticky cling?
Yeah, when you've got them completely dry.
Well, look, best of luck with your Chinese Langshans, Barbara. Like, they sound like a gorgeous thing, and you certainly put the effort into them. I do have to ask, though, when you go to the little ferret enclosure, how's the smell in there? Because ferrets are known for having a bit of a musk to them.
Well, I haven't picked it up at this show at all.
Oh.
Because it seems as though the ladies have, and the children have all bathed their ferrets before they've come along.
I wonder if the ferrets have been bathed 3 times with the knob of blue.
I don't know. But we had a little girl of 9 years old with her ferret called Popcorn, and she won reserve champion ferret.
Oh, nice. Nice. What's Popcorn like? What colour is Popcorn?
I call Popcorn yellowy white.
Oh, nice. Like a buttery colour.
Mm.
Oh, that's lovely. A great name too. Fabulous name. Okay, well, I might just see if I get to the show and go and meet Popcorn while I'm there. Barbara, lovely to speak to you. Have a fantastic time at the show today.
I'm going to. Thanks.
Barbara Mote there, who is a chicken breeder of Chinese Langshans, and she's also the counsellor for the ferret. So not a ferret owner herself, but the organiser of the little ferret pavilion where you can go and pat the back end of a ferret, because take it from my own experience, you want to be very careful of the front end.